Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my first guests today are representing Blood Bank of Alaska. Welcome to the show, Bob and Chris. Hello.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Shelley.
Thanks so much for being here. We've got Bob Scanlon, you're the CEO of Blood Bank of Alaska, and Chris Mello, board chair. First off, could you please just tell us a little bit about what you do at Blood Bank of Alaska? And Bob, we'll start with you.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much, Shelley. Well, I'm the chief executive officer, and I am designated as responsible head by the Code of Federal Regulations. So my mandate is to ensure a safe, pure, potent blood supply for the state of Alaska in the quantities necessary to serve the state. Responsible for all the financial responsibilities of the center. I report directly to our volunteer board of directors made up of volunteer Alaskans who represent the communities that we serve.
That's a big job.
It is a big job, and I can't do it alone. I have an excellent staff, and most importantly, I have a wonderful board of directors who give guidance and support, and they give a lot of support.
And that's folks like you, right, Chris?
Exactly. We are 19 Alaskan all volunteers on our board of directors, and we're very fortunate to have a very fine CEO in Bob. And so it's a very good relationship. Mm-hmm. And it's a working board. Everyone on that board volunteers for various committees, and we have a lot going on, and it's a very good group. Most everybody on the board is pretty well committed to the mission and sees the importance of it. And for myself and for others, there is no better community service than serving on the board of directors for the Blood Bank of Alaska.
That sounds like you guys get along pretty well.
We do all right.
I feel like I'm in good hands. So the big news in blood is that we'll have a permanent location in the Valley where we can go anytime and donate blood. Before we talk about that, I wanted to ask, what's been the relationship in the past with Juneau or Southeast Alaska and the Blood Bank?
Bob, why don't you do that?
Okay, thank you, Chris. Well, we've had a very long relationship with the community of Juneau and Southeast Alaska. We've come down here for years to collect blood from the generous blood donors in this area of the state. We are always so gratified when we come down here, just the volume of volunteers that want to step forward and share that gift of life. It's just phenomenal. And we've always been asked by the folks down here in Southeast, particularly Juneau, when are you going to come down and set up shop? When are you going to have a permanent presence in our community? And it isn't from a lack of desire to have that happen. Up until now, it's just simply been all these other myriad of things that we've had to get in place before we could do that. Because when we move into a community to provide services, it's permanent infrastructure. We're there for the long haul, and we're there to be a part of the community, and we want to do that right.
And I guess what I want to know is, what is the benefit to the community for having this? Was that what motivated the plan to open up a permanent location here? The fact that you have such, like, so many donors who want to give, or is it also a question of demand for blood in this region?
Well, actually, what it is we're responsible for service to all of the hospitals across the state in the event of a disaster or declared emergency. We are the focal point for distribution of blood in the state. So if there is a disaster, we will be serving hospitals across the state. And by having a facility located here in Southeast Alaska, something that has been necessary for a number of years, actually, It makes the logistics much more manageable and will provide a better level of service to Southeast Alaska.
Great. Would the donated blood, would it be used by Bartlett here, or would it be used by anybody who needs it, primarily go to Southeast?
Well, right now we do not have a contract with Bartlett, but we hope to develop one in the future. But it would be to help serve all of Southeast. So part of the beauty of blood donations is when you donate blood, you have no idea whose life you are saving. And the person whose life is saved has no idea who that donor is. And so when I donate blood, I have no idea whether it's going to someone in Bethel or someone in Fairbanks or someone in Little Diomede or someone in Anchorage. And so that's part of the beauty of that gift of the donations of blood.
Does each state manage its own blood bank, its own supply? Would your blood be going to Seattle, for example?
That's a Bob question, I think.
You know, the way that we manage blood, if I could, when we draw blood, we draw the blood that is necessary for the state of Alaska. And then we have to collect a little bit extra for those unforeseen circumstances that may occur, you know, like a major automobile accident in Fairbanks or something happening, you know, anywhere else in the state. And so we have to collect a certain level of blood regardless of whether or not that contingency occurs. Most of the blood is used here in Alaska. We will distribute that out to all of the hospitals when it gets to a certain dating, because it's all product that does have an end date, shelf date. We will pull that product back and provide fresh product to all of the different hospitals. And that product that we pull back, it has minimal dating on it, we'll push that then out to Alaska hospitals that are classified as high volume users in an attempt to use it in that manner. Mm-hmm. If those hospitals at a certain point have not used it, then we look around the country to see if there is need somewhere else in the country so that we can use that gift of life. In the past, when we've surveyed our donors, all are in agreement that they want to save a life. They want us to try to use that product and that gift here in Alaska first. If that is not possible, they just want to make sure that their gift is used in a manner that will save a life somewhere in the United States.
That's very interesting. Mm-hmm. I don't really know too much about the process. So.
Well, you know, when you think of blood and blood products, I always use the comparison of a grocery dairy section. We have a number of different products that we have to manage. Mm-hmm. You have things such as platelets that have a 5-day shelf life, all the way out to frozen plasma that has a year on it. Frozen red cells, you can get 10 years out of that.
Really?
It's very, very precise work. We have to manage those products in a manner that assures all of our hospitals across the state are served in a manner that they have the volume of blood product necessary to save lives in their communities.
Well, thanks for that background information. Mm-hmm. It's nice to know how it'll be used, stored, where it might go. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. So you guys are primarily here to talk today about the grand opening, which is going to be on January 17th. The new donation office will be at the Jordan Creek Center. Do you want to talk a little bit about the grand opening, what it's going to be like?
Well, we hope that we have an awful lot of people there. And so far, it's open now. We've done a soft opening to make sure that we can get all of the kinks worked out and so that we don't crash on the 17th when we have a lot of people that show up. And so it should be a lot of fun, and there should be a lot of folks there. We've talked to many people here in Juneau that say, I'll be there. I want to be first in line. So we have like a dozen people that want to be the first person in line. So that's one of the great things about Juneau is there are a lot of donors here. We have over 2,000 registered donors here in Juneau from our blood drives in the past. But the level of enthusiasm among the donors in Juneau is a little unique. It's a little bit higher enthusiasm than we see in other places. So we're really pleased and happy that we can provide this service in Juneau and that we have such a positive response. And so we hope we have a line out the door. We'll be open continuously after the grand opening. And we will do blood drives going forward in the state. We hope to do one at the Capitol and give our legislators an opportunity to donate blood and make sure, you know, that they get the opportunity to do something positive. Not that they don't do positive things all the time, but this is one thing that is certain to go right.
And if I may add, we have a number of legislators who are very dedicated blood donors.
They are.
And the thing that's really gratifying when we've come down to Juneau in the past, we have legislators from across the state who all gather together to donate their life-saving gift. And it's really wonderful the support that we have across the state. And we're just very pleased that we can, at this point, finally provide the service and be a part of the community that's Juneau in Southeast Alaska. We're just very pleased with that.
blood is bipartisan.
Absolutely.
That's great. I think Juno is very excited to have you here. So thanks so much. And at this open house, people can come. They can donate blood right there.
Yes.
They can find out more about the they can see the office. They can find out more about Blood Bank of America.
Get juice
of Alaska.
And cookies.
You get juice and cookies, of course.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you want to take us like briefly through the blood donation process if nobody's ever done it before? Like, what's the first thing that's going to do when you get to the front of the line? What's the
All
first
right,
thing
Bob,
that's going to happen?
That's you.
Okay. Well, we do two things. We take walk-in donors, and we're very appreciative for anyone that on the spur of the moment wants to come in and donate. We also make appointments with our donors. So if you have a repeat and you have – if you want to be a repeat donor or even a new donor and you want to make an appointment because you have a limited amount of time, you can call us up at 907-222-5630. That's 907-222-5630, and that'll put you in touch with our donor schedulers, and they'll be able to schedule that appointment. But the first step, of course, is that the donor will come into the facility and present, and we will take their identification to ensure that they are who they say they are. We'll check our system to see if they're in our system as a past donor. At that point, we will take them to a private room where they can go through what's called a DHF, which is a donor history form, mm-hmm. and it's automated now. So they'll go through that, answering certain questions that we ask, questions like, were you in the active military in a certain location during a certain time period, or have you traveled to these places? Mm-hmm. Those kind of questions.
Pretty standard.
Yes, we'll also take some abbreviated vitals, things like pulse. We'll take a small
blood pressure.
We'll check hematocrit to determine levels of iron in the blood. Mm. Make sure you're not anemic. From there, we'll take you to one of our donor chairs, and at that point, you will have a very intimate conversation with one of our phlebotomists as you are donating blood. but it's a lot of fun. I mean, what we pride ourselves on is making sure that the donor is comfortable. Our first and primary concern, of course, is donor comfort and donor safety. And then from there, it's just kind of a joyful event because you're donating a gift of life. And as Chris stated earlier, it's totally selfless because you don't know who is going to receive your gift and where in Alaska that gift is going. And the individual that receives that gift doesn't know who donated it. So it's just very selfless.
About how much blood do you collect from a donor?
Well, we collect from an individual donor a pint.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pint.
One pint at a time.
And that's a unit.
That's a unit.
A unit. And how long does the process take?
Well, for blood donation, it takes about 45 minutes.
Start to finish.
Yes.
Yep. Juice and cookies at the end.
Oh, yes. And and we'll be there to have a conversation with you as well. And
Great.
By conversation, what I mean is we're going to pass the time with you.
Right. Because how long does it take for a pint of blood to come out?
Between, like, say, 7 to 10 minutes. So
okay.
He says 45 minutes, most of that is spent
in the intake and all that.
Right.
Well, and then time in our canteen where you're going, which is just a kind of a lounge where you're going to sit and you're going to have the juice and cookies and you'll be able to visit with other donors or staff and just, you know, relax.
Sounds like a pretty pleasant experience.
It really is. And people are really happy that they did it. And it's an enjoyable thing. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. If you're a blood donor, we encourage you to come down. If you've never donated blood in the past, we encourage you to give it a try and see what you think. I think folks will be happy that they did.
Well, thanks both of you for talking to me today. I know that, again, the grand opening event is January 17th. It's at the Jordan Creek Center. Do you have a start time on that?
9 o'clock in the morning.
9 a.m. So come and see the new office and hopefully donate blood and get a better understanding of how Blood Bank of Alaska is part of the Juneau community. Bob, Chris, is there anything else you guys want to add?
Just that we are really pleased to be able to employ local people and make that small contribution to the local economy. Bob just is working out an arrangement with Heritage Coffee Company, so we get our coffee from them.
Excellent.
And so we're really glad for the opportunity to sort of integrate into the community and provide a little bit of local employment and help support the local economy along with meeting our our mission. We do supply 21 hospitals. We're the only blood bank in Alaska, and we supply 21 hospitals.
And the military.
Throughout the state. And so we're committed to serving the entirety of the state of Alaska. And we have been waiting for quite a while. We built a new facility in Anchorage, and that sort of held us up. But now that that facility is completed, we're in a position to do the outreach that we have been looking forward to doing for a long time. Mm-hmm. And the first place we're going to is Juneau. It's really important for us to be here in the capital city and have a permanent presence here.
Thank you both so much for doing what you do.
Thank you
very much.